Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to episode 214 of the Stall It podcast.
Very, very welcome indeed. Come in.
Come in. Take a seat. Relax yourself.
Keep your shoes on. You don't have to worry about taking your shoes off.
Sit down. Where are you?
Make yourself at home.
Let us know where you are. What are you up to? What time of the day is it? What are you eating? You having something to eat? Are you in the shower?
Yeah. Are you in the shower?
One of them rainproof speakers. No, one of them waterproof speakers.
That you stick to the...
That you could have, like, it has a little sucky thing on it. Remember, you used to get, like, a Lynx one and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You listen, are you in the shower listening to this, one of them?
Let us know if you're having a shower. In the comment section.
Don't. We don't want to know.
We don't want to know.
We'll get into it then.
So, we're going to start off with someone who has become a regular.
James? JD?
No. Joe's latest nemesis.
Busman?
Yeah.
The bus driver.
Glenn
the bus conductor.
Glenn the busman. He says, hey lads, firstly, Owen, I'm honoured to have had my email read in the main episode. What an achievement. Fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare. He has some things to address here with the lads.
Yeah, give them an inch, they take a mile.
This is it.
I'll tell you.
He says, so not to continue in circles here, but really, Joe, do you really think you'd have been better if instead of buses... there were taxis on that day. I'm not sure if you're confusing taxis with helicopters here, but taxis also get stuck in traffic. The difference is when you're in a taxi stuck in traffic, the fare continues to climb. I didn't ask you for extra money getting off the bus because of the length of time you were on it now, did I?
He should have given me a refund, first of all, because he didn't go the correct route.
Doesn't the meter get a bit steadier, though, when it's stopped in traffic and
at lights? Sometimes the meter is based
on distance.
Doesn't go up
as quick. Yeah, it doesn't go up as quick.
And also, my argument was that taxis should be free.
Should be.
And the taxi driver should be paid by the state.
Or at least Go Loud pays for them.
Yeah. And buses, taxis can overtake. Taxis can manoeuvre easier. Buses...
And they can fly.
Buses cause the traffic because they stop at all the bus stops.
Everyone causes the traffic.
But buses in particular.
I think buses...
Size of them.
So basically what you're saying is the only reason we have traffic is because buses.
There was like 5 people on the bus that day. We were 4
silly number.
Hang on, I'm sorry. Was this bus not full? And that's why Glenn couldn't pick up the Donegal fans?
No. He refused to pick them up because he wasn't in the humour of listening to...
Nope.
That's
nope.
Fact.
Nope. Glenn addresses this. By the letter of the law, I technically should not have taken those lads on because a bus off route isn't supposed to make pickups due to planning permission laws.
Well said, Glenn.
Okay. Now, had there been a sweet
there.
Old couple, maybe Glenn would ignore the rule, but he says, was satisfying to use it against a gang of rowdy, drunk Donegal fans. But that's the law.
Well, he could have let them on because that bus was empty, pretty much empty.
Yeah, but it was taking a detour. You can't pick up them on a detour.
And the reason for the diversion was because Drumcondra Road, this is from Glen again, was closed. That's why they had to go through Phibsborough. So you're saying had gone the intended route, it would have taken even longer.
The road wasn't closed. And what? It took us very long anyway, even when they went the detoured route. So it would have took just as long on the non-detoured route.
Glen addresses this also.
Oh, for fuck.
He says, the bus that left Mary... We're really getting into the weeds on buses here. The bus that left Merrion Square 45 minutes before mine didn't arrive to the airport until 25 minutes after I did.
Ooh.
So the bus, earlier bus that went the normal prescribed route, took far, far longer. It took an hour longer to make the whole journey. So your theory that if he'd gone the normal route would have taken the same amount of time is incorrect. We also had a listener, I think it was on Spotify comments, point out, Joe, you knew there were all these diversions. Traffic was mad because of the match. Why did you get a bus when you were right beside Pierce Street Station? You were going from Drumcondra anyway. There's a train station in
the train station was closed. Train station was closed because of the fucking diversions. Because the Drumcondra Dart station is there as well. Mm-hmm. And
they closed the train station.
While we're on the topic of train stations,
here we go.
Look this up, all right? Somebody told me this and it tweaked me attention. every bank holiday, there's works going on the south side, Dunleary train station. So the train, the Dart, never goes over to Dunleary. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a coincidence?
I wouldn't know now.
Very, very suspicious. So then when I done some research on it, the last 7 bank holidays, the Dart station in Dunleary was closed.
Because it's a bank holiday though?
No, because there's work being done on it.
Oh.
Fuck that.
Hungover.
That's real. No, they just don't want the riffraff like the way they're out in Houghton, the bleeding. That's what they're at. That's what they're at. It's
the likes of us, like.
They're keeping
us.
The north side is on the north side.
I've never heard that theory before. I've heard a lot of people give out about the closing the line for works on bank holiday weekends when there's big things going on, marathons and so on.
Yeah, you don't know about all them.
Intentional.
But I've never heard the theory that they're closing them on the south side to keep a certain class of people out of the south side.
Keeping the north siders away.
Okay.
Keeping the north siders
away. The new one.
I don't know.
Every bank holiday.
Who would have first proposed this idea?
It would Simon been, Harris. Fucking was him.
So Simon Harris's constituents came to him and said, we got to do something about this. That's your theory?
RTE did it.
RTE, yeah.
Simon Harris is Wicklow, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
So it wouldn't be him.
Am I paying my television license for this? Sorry, go ahead.
Just sound bites of angry people. That's my theory. They're keeping the north siders away from the south side beaches because they're their little beaches and you're not allowed.
I think the north siders bring a bit of atmosphere to the beach on a bank holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Light running on.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't flagons and that.
Yeah, Portmanic Beach.
A few whistles here and there and a few 99ers.
Shocker block. But the beaches on the north side wouldn't be so packed or as packed if they opened the Dart line and let people go to the beaches on the south side.
Maybe.
Thanks for that, Simon.
For sake. Clayton Harris.
The government. It's the government.
The deep state. The deep inter...
Chemtrails, man.
I love that. On the one hand, you will come in here. I mean, not another day. In the next 10 minutes, you might start going on about how it's the most incompetent crowd of human beings ever assembled who run this country and they can't get anything right. And the place is just a kip and it's just the worst place in the world. Yet at the same time, they have managed to keep this very impactful plan that involves the government and Irish Rail. But that's been done without anybody ever hearing about it.
It's the south side.
Very take efficient work. Very efficient work from a bunch of idiots.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying both things can't be true, Joe. You have to pick one. They're incompetent or they're devious.
It can be a bit of both. Dunleary is not Dublin City Council. Dunleary is...
Dunleary City Council.
Yeah, Dunleary rat down. I think it's South Dublin Council. South Dublin County Council.
I don't think Irish Rail are bending the knee to a council, are they?
Oh, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't.
Stranger things have happened. Like the lizards and stuff. Oh,
you're going way too far.
I know. Sorry.
RTA and lizard people and
all. TikTok again, man.
You're turning into me now.
No, I'm not. I'm joking. That's the thing. You're not.
Do you eat cheese?
If it's on a burger, maybe. Notions.
Now that you're hanging around with, you know, the arty set.
Ah.
You're very much a darling of the creative universe.
Mm.
And a superstar. You're going to start laying it on pretty thick with the Everyman Act now.
What does that mean? The Everyman Act?
Like, I'm really normal.
I'm a down-to-earth guy.
I think I am, though.
I think you're brushing shoulders with A-list Hollywood.
Am I losing the run of myself, though?
Hmm.
You could be overcompensating how normal you are.
Overcompensating, that's the one.
I don't think so.
Has anything changed since you reached this new level of fame? Because I haven't seen you since the Robert Sheehan biscuit video came out.
Have you not?
No, Ed was here, remember?
I was away.
The first one? Have you seen him since the first one? The first Robert Sheehan one?
No, actually.
They went out like 3 days in space 3 days.
And this fella moved to a whole new level. I was really nervous he wasn't going to write back to my text. You know.
You're lucky. Many people have been...
I consider myself very lucky.
Many people have been saying I haven't been getting back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
That's what happens.
Who's been saying that?
Just fucking Tommy Tiernan and all.
Have people been saying that?
Ah?
Have people been saying that you're not getting back? No.
Just Tommy Tiernan.
Was that your biggest video ever?
No.
The Biscuits?
Ronaldo. Sue.
Oh, yeah. Second biggest?
Never Be Back.
Was the Biscuits bigger than the first one?
Yeah.
The sick one?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The was Biscuits. It?
Oh, yeah.
What's the numbers on it?
Last I saw, there was over 800 comments anyway, so I was going...
On TikTok, the Biscuits one has 1 million views on Instagram. And then on TikTok, it's like 1.5 million.
You've gone bigger than that.
With Ronaldo, but I think the Bricker one has over 1 million as well on TikTok.
I'd love to know how many people have seen your face.
1.4 million.
More? I'd say everybody. In
yeah, because you don't have to like it. You don't have to like it to
see it.
To see it, like. Not everyone in Ireland, though. Everyone, imagine everyone.
But obviously a lot of everyone who watched the Bricker one, well, a lot of them will be the same people who watched the Biscuit one.
Well, I disagree with that because Robert Sheehan, they're probably watching it for him.
A lot of them, though.
Mm, maybe.
Whereas the Ronaldo one?
Universal.
That's what I'm saying. Globally.
Globally, I mean, yeah.
How many people have seen your face?
3.3 million views on fucking YouTube that has.
What does?
The Ronaldo one.
Does it? On YouTube?
3.3 on YouTube.
Do you make money off that?
Is that nothing? No, I did like
50 euro or something.
Probably. Mm. Any questions? You said you had questions for me when we were going to get a Sambo.
Yeah, like, where do you get your ideas? How does the creative process work for you?
Think of the most basic scenario ever and run with it.
Did you know you were doing Biscuits before you met up with Robert Sheehan and Jer and everyone that day?
I had that sketch stored for about a year in the notes.
With Robert Sheehan in mind?
No, just I was just going to do it when you both, just me and me. The two mates.
The two Dardens.
You know when you're just like writing down ideas, you just like fucking have them there, like. That was one of them. The other one, the sick one, is obviously from COVID. When I posted, I feel real sick. And everyone was like,
Yeah, I got that.
Darren, do you ever feel real sick? I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to bring that back.
Yeah.
With the Sheehan fella. Not about that man.
And PJ.
And PJ.
I didn't know that the Biscuit one done better than the other one.
I know.
Also,
I thought the other one was better. Because more,
so did I.
It's more personal, you know, it's a throwback.
I thought the back and forth with you and Robert Sheehan was very good in the Biscuit one.
Hmm.
Yeah. You held your own.
Some actor, aren't they?
Oh, you held your own.
Some actor, yeah. Robin the living, huh? Some actor. Are you prepping me for a Late Late Show interview?
Might have to someday. People shouting Biscuits at you a lot now?
A lot.
Okay.
Are they?
Yeah. Dare any Biscuits? What did I say to you on the way over?
That's his Amy voice.
No, it's not. That's our dad. Dare any Biscuits? What did I say to you on the way over to getting the Sambo? I have to stop giving these people incredible quotes to shout at me.
I'm sorry. No, the words you used with me, we're all going,
yeah, go on.
Iconic quote.
Jesus Christ.
I have to stop creating these iconic quotes. Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God. The most basic iconic quotes of all time.
Yeah. And when's your new friend coming on the podcast?
Oh, he's over at Comic-Con now.
Mm.
Darn it. Just in Comic-Con San Diego, it's fine. Damn it.
Wouldn't have brought you to do a vlog. Which is, that's the...
He didn't suggest it.
The genesis of all this, isn't it? That he told you he loved his vlogs.
Yeah. Down to the vlogs, man.
Amazing.
I'm surprised he didn't want to do a vlog.
Sorry. One other thing on the videos. I did see... Was it? So I think one of our listeners put this in the Spotify comments, maybe. Fontaine's liked
the video.
Yeah.
Mm. They liked the sketch with me and Rob.
We're back in the game.
But nothing surfaced then.
Have you messaged them, though?
Have they responded to you?
No.
Oh, come on, do it again.
I'm not doing it again. That's dead. That's gone.
No.
Yeah, it's gone.
Imagine.
But the second time we don't have even really messaged them.
Say you get Robert Sheehan, Fontaine CC. If you add in one more, you get them all to do a sketch with you.
I thought would I open the door, but I didn't. I thought like I could reach out to anyone, but it doesn't work like that. Sadly.
Well, what was the...
What do you mean? There's so many people that follow you that you could reach... The fucking Rock, John Cena, they follow you, do they not?
What?
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
The Rock does. Not The Rock, John Cena does, and Tom Cruise.
How many people does Tom or John Cena follow?
Fucking Tom Cruise follows.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise, like, mass follows people that, like... Would say Mission Impossible was class.
Was John Cena a bit more selective?
I think it's just on Twitter, like, and I think like he follows like a million people.
We need to make Joe your agent with very.
I think Joe should reach out to everyone for me.
Give me a phone and
let's get a hit list. Let's get a hit list. And if we, I was like, hey, just contact me. And
right, hang on. Let's do a little thought experiment here. If you were given, not quite power of attorney, but power of representation for him for 48 hours.
I would make Darren a superstar within a week.
What are you doing? Right, you got a week.
I would
act as him.
I would get me, if I could be him, am I the puppeteer of Darren in totality or just his social media?
Do you want to do like a face-off situation?
Okay, let's do a face-off situation.
And the aim is who can do more for the other's career.
I would call a bunch of cast and directors. I'd go through the list on Instagram, reach out to a bunch of people, send messages, email lists, old people that I worked with.
Sounds like a lot of work for you.
Sitting down in the gaff.
What do you say?
Say, how you doing? I'm looking to. I do a bit of research on them. I'd see what they're doing. I'd say, I love what you're doing. Make reference and then just say, is there any. Like, can
going,
I be in it?
And going there.
Can I be in it? Yeah.
Now, is that. You're spreading yourself pretty thin there. I know you're throwing a lot out, seeing what sticks.
The drummer followed me the other day.
Darren!
A Fontaine's DC.
Yeah.
Give him your phone. Give him your phone.
What's that? What?
I already texted them, lads.
Did you?
The drummer followed you.
I said to them.
The drummer who's liking your videos from the official.
I'm bringing me cat vlog fucking camera to all together now.
Okay, right.
With us like Fastala and the Conways and all and blah, blah, blah. And just like going around seeing who I bump into like. And I messaged them, asked them, because they're playing on the Friday. I was going to go down on the Friday if they got back to me, but they didn't open it.
What about messaging him? Direct?
I'm just saying, like, I sent you a message on your band page, so I thought I'd contact you and say,
I want to be in one of your videos.
I want to be in a
video. On the podcast now, I've been saying it for a while. Yeah. I don't think you need a script, just tell him what's going on. If he's following you, give Joe your phone.
Give Joe my phone.
Let Joe do it.
I just have to delete my search history first.
Let Christy take it.
Go on, Christy.
We get over to Sandy.
Let Christy take us on panel.
Right, Darren.
Yeah.
Drummer Fontaines. Tom.
Tom.
Tom Cole.
Would you do us a favour? Would you message him?
For fuck's sake. I'm going to get an eye for myself.
This is all for you.
It's all for you, Darren.
All for you.
Going to get an eye for myself.
With the vlogs and look
some
what
little
happened.
Fucking chancer.
And
succeeding. A succeeding chancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to put.
What do you want me to say? Just say, can I be in a music video? Say, just on the podcast. It's like another voice now, like, or.
Say, I fucking love Fontaine. Say, I love your music.
Okay. Can I send it in a text, like? I don't want to send, like, the drummer a voice now, like, you know, I feel like it's more acceptable to send. I don't want to send the drummer. Not in that way. Just don't want to send the drummer. I don't want to send the drummer a voice now. Whereas, like, if you send the band's page, like, all right, it might be, like, someone behind that. That's not the band. That their team, remember their team or whatever.
Yep.
Like, that's definitely his page, like, do you know what I mean? And just me sending him a random voice note, like.
Okay. I see where you're coming from.
Yous are all good at networking.
Yous are mad good at networking and all that, man. I would just say, you've nothing to fucking lose. Like, he doesn't know you personally. You're not going to lose a friend by texting him and saying, here, I'm a big fan of Fontaine's DC. I love your music. I make content online. Obviously, you fucking see me. You probably know some of your videos. If you think there's space in any of your upcoming music videos or if there's a way that we could collaborate on something together, let me know. I'd love to work with you.
Yeah, and I'd say reference that, like, on the podcast that we've been doing for a while. I've mentioned, like, that I want to be in one of your videos.
And I want to dance. I want to be dancing in it like Barry Keoghan.
Yeah. In the nip.
Yeah. Except my willy's tiny.
Like, comically small.
Yeah.
Like Trump's in the New South Park episode.
Can we get prosthetics in? What's this sound like? Hi, Tom. Thanks for the follow. Big fan of the band. Okay. That's all. Money lesson. In recent weeks on the podcast, on AirPod, I just said my podcast. Like,
yeah, whatever. Okay.
Like, I'm not going to say our podcast, me and Joe Stahl, owns the producer. Do you know what I mean? Like, is it easier to say my.
Yeah.
On my podcast, I've been. Okay. Hi, Tom. Thanks for the follow. Big fan of the band. In recent weeks, I've been talking on the podcast about trying to get into a Fontaine's DC music video. If there's anything going down the line, give me a shout. Do you get it? Like Jackie down the line? No? Du-du-du. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like the reference, but it feels too casual.
Mm.
Okay. Give me something.
Say...
Do you need to ask a specific question here?
Yeah, say...
You think that might ever be a runner? If I can get in a little cameo?
And even if you don't think that would work, I'd love to collaborate, which is in some way, shape or form. Do you think you'd be up for that? Do you think you and the lads would be up for that?
Okay. So, hi, Tom.
Everything you have there is fine.
It's gone. I deleted it all.
All of it?
Hi, Tom.
Did you fucking delete it all?
Hi, Tom. Hope all is well.
Thank, say, hi,
I'm not
going
to say thanks for the follow. I'll say big
thanks for the follow. No?
Yeah. Put that in.
Thanks for the follow. You're a legend.
Nah, I feel like that's
I love the band.
I feel like that's a bit...
That's
like,
a bit, yeah, laying on a bit thick now.
Let's say, love the band, especially the drummer. You. Tom, love you. Hi, Tom. Hope all is well. Thanks for the follow. Love the band.
A few months ago on the podcast...
No, a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago, I mentioned I'd love to get a cameo on the Fontaines video.
And we're still talking about it, so it's still...
Yeah, and say, and it's been running on every episode.
Yeah.
The lads and the listeners are asking me about it.
Yeah. And it's become a bit of a running gag. I'd love to prove the lads wrong by showing up in one of your music videos. Even if it was just a cameo role.
Even if it was just for a split second. Yeah. Just so I could say, ha!
This is such a flashback to, like, do you ever help your mate write, like, a text
to a girl? To a board, yeah. That's what it, that's what it feels like.
Will I read out one
just
more time?
Just say a like, man. Just say a like.
Will I, how many X's will I send? I'll send four. It's far too much. Should I send an O in between them so it's like a kiss and a hug?
Too much.
Will I read out one more time?
Yeah, please. I just okay. need to hear it once more.
Hi, Tom. Hope all is well. Full stop. Thanks for the follow. Full stop. Love the band. Exclamation mark. Means I really love them.
Love the band.
A few weeks ago, I was talking on my podcast about the possibility of being in a Fontaines DC music video, apostrophe. And it has become a bit of a running gag. Full stop. Capital I. For Oid. Love to prove the lads and listeners wrong. Apostrophe again. Even if it was for a split second, full stop, capital S for sure. Look. Apostrophe, no worries if not, exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Good. Will this persistence pay off?
Yeah.
Fucking better.
Yeah.
I'll be in it. I'll be like that. Do, do, do. La, la, la. In a Bows jersey.
Oh.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Delete,
no,
delete.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Delete that message.
No, no, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no.
Or else I'll be in that one. Really. Oh, yeah, I'm Jackie down the line. I'll desert you. I love dessert.
I don't think you're getting any dialogue.
What am I, I'd just love to walk by and just be like that.
Imagine they came back and they were
just
like...
Just once for a second.
Just a glance. Just
or
a glance.
One of them, like... I know the original Real Boys done it with Calvin and all and Willa. And, you know, like, people just come into the frame and they don't say anything. They're just looking like... I was going to say... Is there a Sinead O'Connor song that has a video like that? Which is like different people holding babies and stuff.
Maybe.
Nothing compares to you, or is it that just her?
That's just her.
No one of them ones where they're just holding babies, like.
What if they came back and they're like, you know what, a cameo sounds good, but now we've talked about it, we actually think we'd like you to do, you know, the modern day version of Park Life. You play the Bill Daniels version.
Fuck me.
Imagine that, like.
And that's actually his voice in it, in Phil Daniels' voice in it.
Like the, so you work with them online, you write the script, you're part of the recording process.
That is known as...
Would you say...
When they headline Glass...
What if they were like...
Come out as the encore.
No one would fucking know me at Glastonbury though.
Well, if you were in the song...
They'd know the song.
Yeah, there's your man out of the music video.
Yeah.
And it would be your voice.
Like, in do. La, la, la. Is this a weird message to send? Why do I always have to get reassurance?
No, send it.
It's not weird, is it?
No.
It's networking.
He'll be delighted.
Oh.
Love it.
All right, then you convince me.
Think of all the messages people get. Someone in that kind of position. Most of the messages.
What if he goes to the rest of the band and he's like,
good.
Darren's onto us again.
That's what you want.
Good.
And they're like, fucking Just tell them to fuck off.
Oh man, you gotta will it into existence.
Will I read out one more time?
Yeah.
While it's copy and pasted.
Right.
Oh. Hi Tom. Hope all is well. Thanks to follow. Love the band. A few weeks ago I was talking to my talking on my podcast about the possibility of being the Fontaine's DC music video, and it's become a bit of a running gag. I'd love to prove the lads and listeners wrong, even if it was for a split second. What do you think? Sure, look, no worries if not.
Send, phone down, boom.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sure, no worries if not. I know it's a bit of a weird message to get.
Oh, that's good. Stick that in, and then...
No worries if not, as it's a bit of a random one.
Yeah.
Sent. One proof. Can't unsend that.
Sure. Yeah, done.
Yeah?
Done. Done ski beats.
Got a bit of a shiver there. Dick. Someone walking on me fucking grave.
Gina Mackers. Oliver's in football camp. Well, Darren's off making sketches with A-list celebrities.
You're bringing your kid to Samba Soccer.
And he's shy. And he's like crap.
All kids are kind of shy at football.
They are, yeah. But like some
not
people...
yours, no. Oh, no, not Owen's.
Oh, yours good?
He's got a bit about him.
God. Oliver doesn't want to play at all. Like, he just... We went to pick him up yesterday and he was literally just lying on the ground for the last 10 minutes and people were just playing football around him. Like, he just has no interest in the game of football. But we signed him up for the week, so we're like, you're there now. You're fucking there now.
Mm.
Be a referee,
get a
maybe.
Kit now. Is it like Kellogg's or something? Cool Camps or something like that?
It's, yeah, something like that. I don't know what it's, it has. They have a My Waddy sponsor. That's sponsored by My Waddy. Yeah,
Samba Soccer, though, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
I never done it, did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
No. Couldn't afford it. It was fucking pricey, wasn't it?
You were middle class.
Nah.
You could afford it.
They used to just save up for holidays and bring me, and they wouldn't let me do Samba Soccer.
And that was all techers.
Huh?
I feel like that was just doing skills. Like Samba Soccer was learning how to do skills, not to actually...
I did a Gaelic camp before when I was a kid and hated it. Didn't like that at all.
Were you into any sports when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
What were you into?
Football.
Were you on a team?
Yeah.
Who'd you play for?
The Willows. The Willows FC. Used to train up in Poppendry Park. Ballymun.
How long were you with them for?
About a year.
How old were you?
About eight.
Okay, so eight, from the years of 8 to 9,
mm-hmm.
When I say were you into a sport, you weren't really, were you?
I did karate for a couple of months, more than a few months. I played Gaelic. Not many people know that.
For how long?
For Erin's Isle. For probably about 3 months.
Ooh.
Hated it.
3 months, I hated it.
My mum used to be like, I'm sick of fucking putting you into bleeding things and you're bleeding, waste more your money. Paying all them fucking fees. She never really cursed. That was just me amping it up, you know.
Blackening her name.
Yeah. Did Kempo karate.
Did you?
Kempo?
Kempo,
that's,
yeah.
With a stick?
No. You're thinking of fucking something else. No sticks in there, mate.
I'm thinking of limbo.
I'm thinking of, fuck you on about. Kempo karate, yeah. Had a sensei. Sensei John Kreese.
Oh,
he's in Cobra Kai and the Karate Kid.
How long did you do that for?
A couple of probably months. About 6 months.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What's and, like, my ma fucking, again, paying for everything, like, the karate suit in that shop that was, remember that, like, I don't know if it's still there, but, like, Jervis Street, like, just at the side of Arnott's.
The karate suit.
Do you know, like, they had this, like, shop for, like, boxing gear, karate gear.
That's, yeah, it's still there.
Still there at the corner.
Of where Cable Street, yeah.
Yeah, where the Lewis line is. No, not Cable Street. George's, it's Jervis Street.
Oh, Cable Street, the corner of Cable Street and like Mary Street.
Across from the Black Sheep Pub, I think, is it that one?
No, one a little further.
Where Army Bargains is.
Army Bargains.
Army Bargains.
Is that Cable Street?
I'm going to Army
Bargains. Cable, yeah.
The pub, like.
Yeah, Cable Street, yeah.
I'll go to Army Bargains after this.
Yeah, we'll be all you. Get a few gats.
Yeah, but I was saying that my ma used to like buy me the outfits for everything, like karate in that shop, spend a fortune.
Call them a gat.
You don't care about me karate or something. Not care about
little Black Widow.
Look, Black Widows.
Go on, what were you saying about your karate gi?
She'd buy me the fucking gi and that. What? That's what's called. Oh, so funny.
I've let myself down.
We talked about this before. We laughed at gi before.
It's funny. Right.
And did you ever get to beyond white belt? Did you do your grinding?
Got the yellow, yeah. Yeah. It was like, and then there was a tip on it, wasn't it? Like yellow tip grain or something like that. We have the grain, little taser. Yeah, this one's next, pal. Yeah, you stick around. Didn't stay. I always got to the point where I'd do the build up and then like they'd land on you that, right, it's competition time. I'm really going to leg it. See you after.
Me dinner's on.
Yeah, or else in football, it's like, right, all the training is done. We're going to have a match against Swords FC or something.
Fuck.
And I just like, I'm going to leg it. Or in Aaron's on, right, I know he's only six, but he's going to play Ballymunkigums. Yeah.
I ain't getting on no bus.
Yeah, fuck that. Wasn't a big fan of getting changed in front of other men either.
Men?
No, maybe I worded that wrong. There's no men getting changed with us at the time.
Boys that would become men.
Yeah. Wasn't into that. Even in when you're in the gym now and there's like you walk into the fucking, you know, people walking around nutting on, you're just kind of like, this is all a bit mad.
Some people are very relaxed about it, yeah. But too.
Would you find that a bit like?
I find it a little strange.
I'm gonna wrap a towel around me here to change my jocks.
It wouldn't be for me, I suppose.
All right, I thought it was just very insecure. But would you be into that?
I would hate it.
Would you not mind it?
I remember going to the swimming pool, you'd have to get in the nip, like, you know, to change out of your swimming togs, and you'd see blokes going around with big langers and that. You'd be, for fuck's sake,
you'd be mad jealous or something.
Like, what's the state of mind like?
Be mad jealous or something like. But they'd be standing there at the gym talking to you like with their arms on their sides and like,
yeah,
tough out of class, wasn't it? And you're just like, yeah. What does I have to say? Yeah,
tough out of class.
What you think of that? Like, that or the class? That.
Yeah, I hate it, man. I hate the dressing room. I only live across from the gym, so I just go home in me sweats.
Yeah.
And then get changed in the bathroom.
Yeah. Have a shower here if you want.
No.
I always find the shower in the gym is putting your...
Yeah. I feel like the only lads that walk around the gym in the showers bollock naked are people who have been to prison.
Jesus. Yeah. Christ. Yeah, I wouldn't.
They just don't have any fear of being exposed.
And you ever go like, to Spain and people take the showers that are outside in the nip?
Yeah.
Like outdoor, like washing yourself in the nip outdoors.
Very tan 60-year-old Spanish men.
Oh, they don't give a shit.
They'd be whistling and singing and all.
And then they'd stick on their flip-flops and walk to wherever their clothes are.
Yeah.
It'd be the only thing they're wearing. Little old tea bags. Shriveled up old tea bags. I'm a tall man. A lot of intestine in there.
We're going to go again to an email.
Okay.
In the main episode. James from Georgia suggests Keanu Reeves would be pretty good at protecting the two of you if you were eggs.
Two eggs and a hanky.
Do you think so? Why?
Because he's a lovely fella.
And Jesse tells us that Hulk Hogan was lying. He was never offered his own grill.
Didn't we talk about Hulk Hogan?
And then he died.
And then he died.
Have you not talked about him since he died?
We talked about him, about the grill. He was offered George Foreman grill as the Hulk Hogan grill. And the next day he died. I'm pretty sure. There's a lot of controversy surrounding his death, isn't there?
Is there?
Just around like his past and stuff about being like racist and...
A lot of racist...
Homophobic.
Yeah, examples recorded of him being racist. He also... And I think he proudly talks about this in the Vince McMahon documentary. He, like, some of the wrestlers were trying to unionize, which in wrestling back then, in particular, was pretty important. Like, people were being seriously injured and, like, just being told to wrestle every single night. And it was a horrendous workplace.
Yeah.
Like, people's lives would be ruined afterwards.
Mm.
And some of them wanted to unionize and try and together fight for a slightly better working environment. And Hogan went and ratted them all out to Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I seen that documentary.
Serious scab behavior.
Mm.
Did you watch that documentary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Good documentary.
But drawn out now.
Yeah.
Got to the point a bit quicker.
Yeah.
That does tend to be the way with Netflix.
It was a smear campaign.
You know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with Vince.
Well, he was a prick. Like, he was an awful man.
Vince McMahon was an awful man. Yeah. But the documentary was definitely out to get him.
It's a smear campaign when you're innocent and someone tries to tarnish it?
I think it's just when someone sets out to ruin your reputation.
Oh.
Whether they use what's true or not, I suppose that's...
Hey, I wouldn't know anything about them.
Still a smear campaign either way.
Vince McMahon, though.
He'd know all about them. He ran a few himself.
Sure did, yeah.
Ran a few what?
Smear campaigns.
Against the wrestlers?
Wrestlers who left.
ECW?
Yeah.
Competition?
Any more?
Peter says, Joe, you said you were cycling a scooter twice. That was the whole point of the comment.
Oh, sorry about that. I don't know what comment he's referring
Neither
to.
Do I.
Oh, he said something about me cycling. And I was like, you can't cycle a scooter. You're fucking aged.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I guess I said it, so I'm the fucking idiot.
You said it twice?
It's a compulsive.
Boozy tells us the term dog has been used as a synonym for sausage since the 1800s, possibly from accusations that sausage makers used dog meat in their sausages. In Germany, the consumption of dog meat was common. In Saxony, Silesia, Anhalt and Bavaria during the 19th and 20th centuries.
And that's why they call hot dogs?
Hot dogs occasionally contained it.
Thirsty. I didn't know that. That's fucking mad. How come you didn't know that one?
I seen a TikTok of some fella in Africa going to like a dog meat market and like taking one of the dogs and freeing him.
Ah.
But like there was hundreds of other dogs there and I'm like, what are you going to do about all them?
You'd rather just not look at it. Just don't go.
Just don't look. Just don't look. Oh, and you will like that reference.
I do.
Just don't.
Simpsons.
The Simpsons, yeah. Started with South Park, ended with Simpsons.
We have someone in the comments here, Sean, saying, as a fellow bus driver and an old friend of Joe's, I agree that buses shouldn't be diverted because I don't know what way the diversions go.
Oh.
You can end up under a bridge at some stage. JD says, Owen, or whatever way he spells it. Yeah, you got it right.
Ewan.
Is the image
Ewan.
Of Joe. I'm the image of you, Joe, apparently.
The image of me?
If you were bald and a bit healthier.
Me healthy. I just had sushi for lunch. I went to the gym today.
Are pretty much the same color.
Yeah,
we all have ginger beards.
Boozy, ha Joe, ha.
Hmm.
I drove into Merrion Square.
Boozy again.
So, two different episode comments.
Oh, okay.
I think Boozy was talking about being a Funtropolis. I drove into Merrion Square, parked for free, and drove home. I seen a few culties in North Strand, but no major hassle. You can't drive into the eye of a storm and expect plain sailing. You could have got the choo-choo at Westland Row, no bother. I have a problem with people calling Pier Street Station Westland Row. I know it's on Westland Row, but anyway, carry on.
Yeah.
I have a real problem with that as well.
Yeah.
Chapo says, Chapo says, any grow-up biscuits? So, there you go. That's off.
No is such that, thing as grow-up biscuits.
Is that a reference to the video?
Yeah. Do you know what I have in here? Grow-up biscuits.
You have the one about Callan. Joe should do weddings with his food truck. Do a massive bump up in price. The traditional weddings are going out the window. Joe, you can do my wedding. My wedding day too, if you want.
Somebody asked me to do a wedding in August.
With the truck?
With the truck, yeah. And I'm like, I just want to fucking sell it, man. Just want to get rid of it.
But they keep pulling me back in. Thanks very much for listening to that.
Aww.
Is that nice?
It's lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
And if you have, like, if you have any questions, oh, that's a bonus.
Yeah, look, listen, do you want to get in touch?
Yeah, the comments are lacking on Spotify. If they don't get bumped up to 20 per episode, we're not reading them out anymore.
Not doing it anymore.
So get commenting.
Get commenting. As I said, tell us what you're up to.
Tell us what you really think about Owen.
Yeah, do.
Yeah, do, yeah.
You don't read the emails, so.
He only reads the ones that don't incriminate him.
Yep. True, I don't read the ones that incriminate you either.
I know. You don't even actually tell me about them ones.
But there's no...
I insulate you.
But there's no protection
there's
for me.
There's none, though.
There's none.
I just get raw dogged.
No. Yeah. That's encourage them.
Isn't raw dog the horrible way of putting it?
That's what it is. It's a raw dog.
It is.
A hot dog.
Yeah. Just straight in.
I'm going to leg it.
Rough and ready. Rough and ready.
I'm going to leg it off now. After dinner and that.
Darren's about to record another podcast.
Yeah.
His other podcast.
Some energy.
And Joe, are you? Joe's recording another podcast as well.
Better not be.
No.
What's it called?
If you want to check it out, get away. All of your podcasts.
No free advertisement.
You have to leave that bit in.
With the bleep.
Yeah.
Deadly serious. Yeah. Right, we'll wrap it up.
Wrapped up there.
Why?
Wrapped up like an L. Don't say anything about raw dog and all.
It's so
uncomfortable. Wrapped up like a fucking
you said it.
Christmas present.
You said it.